Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Crews have returned to Ballarat to search for the body of Samantha Murphy after a 22-year-old man was charged with her murder. Ainsley Kosh is there. Ainsley, we can now name the accused.
Yes, we can now reveal the accused is 22-year-old Patrick Stevenson, the son of former AFL player Oren Stevenson, who played for Richmond and Geelong.
Small Victorian town of Clunes is in shock this morning following the alleged murder of 23-year-old Hannah Maguire. Her alleged killer, 21-year-old Lockie Young, will face court today.
A Ballarat mother of five has been murdered by her partner in a case that's shocked the community. The killer, who had bikie gang connections then, took his own life, the whole crime unfolding while two of the woman's children were at home.
About 2 weeks ago, 23-year-old Hannah Maguire became the third woman allegedly murdered by a man in Ballarat in the past couple of months. First, mother Samantha Murphy disappeared on February 4. Less than 2 weeks later, mother of five, Rebecca Young, was strangled by her partner, Ian Butler, in a suspected murder-suicide. On Tuesday this week, 21-year-old Lachlan Young fronted court charged with Maguire's murder after her body was found in a burnt-out car in bushland near Scarsdale, about a 15-minute drive from the house the couple bought together last year. The alleged violent murder has sent shockwaves throughout the Ballarat region, the state of Victoria and Australia. The city in Victoria's northwest, about 120 kilometres from Melbourne, has come to represent the scourge of violence against women that haunts and shames Australia. Already 18 women have been killed in this country this year, according to advocacy group Counting Dead Women Australia. And more than one in four women in Australia have experienced violence by an intimate partner or family member since the age of 15, according to the Personal Safety Survey by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Right now, the town of Ballarat is awash with dark gossip. The Nightly has confirmed Young was on bail at the time of the alleged murder on charges of common assault, aggravated burglary, home invasion and property damage. He'll face court on May 6 alongside his dad, Anthony Young, who is facing additional charges of threatening to kill and resisting an emergency worker on duty. Ballarat has higher rates of domestic violence compared to the rest of the state of Victoria, according to data from the Crime Statistics Agency. That shameful record is now national news, but it's a story that could be told about so many regional towns and all the major cities. The shame is one the whole country must bear. To read Remy Varga's first-hand account of the situation in Ballarat, download the Nightly app. And if you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.